From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jacob Kornhauser. The committee that will help search for a new president of the University of Missouri system will include representatives from each of the system's four campuses. The system's governing board of directors signed off today in Kansas City on the panel that will assist them in finding the successor to Tim Wolf. Wolf and then-Chancellor R. Bowen Lofton of the Columbia campus resigned November 9th in the midst of protests over what some saw as university leadership's indifference to racial issues. Joining curators on the search committee will be a Kansas City student, two faculty members from Columbia and St. Louis, and a Rolla staffer. Former University of Missouri football player and strength coach Pat Ivey separately was named to be the Columbia campus's Assistant Vice Chancellor for Inclusion, Diversity, and Equity. Missouri lawmakers are considering whether to allow concealed weapons on public transit. Republican Senator Bob Onder told a Senate panel today that his proposal is about safety. He said public transit can be dangerous, and allowing people to carry concealed guns on buses and trains would deter crime. Mass Transit representatives for St. Louis, Springfield, and Kansas City opposed the legislation, saying cities should be able to regulate their own public transportation. Kathy Harness said St. Louis's Metro Transit already contracts nearly 300 police and security guards. It is currently a felony to carry a concealed weapon on public transit. The bill would not apply to Amtrak trains. Last year, similar legislation passed a House committee but didn't make it to the floor, and a Senate bill died in committee. The Missouri Supreme Court is considering a claim that state senators violated the Sunshine Law by barring some people from taking videos at committee meetings. The court heard arguments today in a case brought by Progress Missouri. The liberal group was denied permission to record videos in four Senate committee hearings last February and March. Its lawsuit claims the Senate violated the open meeting requirements of the state Sunshine Law. Progress Missouri is appealing the dismissal of its case by Cole County Circuit Judge John Beadham. He said last summer that the Missouri Constitution gives the legislature power to set its own rules. Beadham said a Senate rule requiring approval from committee chairman to record meetings was not subject to judicial review. A former University of Missouri football player and strength coach has been named to one of the jobs created amid race-related protests. Pat Ivey has been named the Assistant Vice Chancellor for Inclusion, Diversity, and Equity. Columbia campus spokesman Christian Basie said in an email that Ivey is expected to help, quote, improve attendance, retention, and graduation rates for students from all backgrounds. He will make $150,000 a year. Ivey was a defensive lineman from 1993 to 1995 at Missouri. He also earned undergraduate, master's, and doctorate degrees from the university. He started working for the athletic department in 2004 and became associate athletic director for athletic performance in 2011. But new coach Barry Odom did not retain Ivey when deciding on his coaching staff in December. Advocates are lobbying in Jefferson City for Missouri Medicaid to expand access for young adults suffering with mental illness. The Southeast Missourian reports that members of the National Alliance on Mental Illness are working to establish a waiver that would allow 21 to 25-year-olds to get health care at the first signs of serious mental illness. The Alliance's executive director, Cindy Keel, says the project was inspired by recent studies that show how effective treatment can be if it begins soon after a person's first psychotic episode. Keel said people's first episodes often land them in the emergency room, but that once they're stabilized, they have poor chances of receiving effective care. The campaign is sponsored by the National Institute of Mental Health's Recovery after an initial schizophrenia episode program. MU graduate students held a work-in Wednesday in Jesse Hall to advocate for their rights to unionize. 2 weeks ago, the UM system issued a statement saying the university is seeking legal advice on whether the graduate student workers have a right to unionize. Eric Scott is the co-chair of the Coalition of Graduate Workers at MU, and he says the idea behind Wednesday's work-in was to show MU their worth.
Our response to that today is to show up here and do our jobs in the middle of Jesse Hall. I taught my class here earlier today. People are grading, people are, doing their research, writing grant proposals, all of the kind of work and labor that they do on a daily basis.
The graduate students' movement started in August after the university cut their medical insurance due to new provisions under the Affordable Care Act. I'm Jacob Kornhauser, KBIA News, Columbia.